There was once a little old woman who lived in a vinegar bottle. Don't ask me why, she just did. Of course, it was rather cramped in there. So one day, the old woman was sitting on her front steps, complaining. Oh, what a shame, what a crying shame, that I should have to live in such a tiny little house as this. Why, I should live in a sweet little cottage with a thatched roof and roses growing round the door. That's what I deserve. Well, as it happened, a fairy was passing by just then, and she heard the little old woman complaining. I have the power to grant her wish, thought the fairy. If that's what she wants, that's what she'll get. And to the old woman she sang,
When you go to bed tonight, turn three times and then recite, I wish I may, I wish I might, and morning will bring you an awesome sight.
The little old woman thought the fairy was probably telling her a story. But when she went to bed that night, on the odd chance that the fairy was telling the truth, she turned round three times and closed her eyes and made a wish. And when she woke up the next morning, she was in a sweet little cottage with a thatched roof and roses growing round the door. Now, this is more like it, she said. It's just what I've always wanted. I shall be quite content living here. But she forgot to thank the fairy. Well, the fairy flew hither and the fairy flew yon. She flew to and she flew fro. She flew everywhere a fairy ought to go. Then she started thinking about the old woman. I wonder how that old woman is doing, the one who used to live in a vinegar bottle. But when the fairy flew back to sea, there was the old woman sitting in her brand new rocking chair, rocking and complaining. Oh, what a shame, what a crying shame, that I should have to live in such a tiny little cottage as this, with no neighbors nearby. Why, I should be living in a fine row house with neighbors on either side. There should be lace curtains at the window and a brass knocker at the door. That's what I deserve. I can do that, thought the fairy. If that's what she wants, that's what she'll get. And to the old woman she sang,
When you go to bed tonight, turn three times and then recite, I wish I may, I wish I might, and morning will bring you an awesome sight.
The little old woman didn't have to be told twice. She went to bed early that night. She turned round three times and closed her eyes and made a wish. And when she woke up the next morning, she was in a fine new row house with neighbors on either side. There were lace curtains at the window and a brass knocker on the door. This is very nice indeed. It's just what I've always wanted, said the old woman. I'll be so contented here. But she never thanked the fairy. Well, the fairy flew hither and the fairy flew yon. She flew to and she flew fro. She flew everywhere a fairy ought to go. Then she thought about that old woman again. I wonder how that old woman is doing in her new row house. I think I'll fly by and see. But when the fairy came to that row house, there was the old woman sitting in her new velvet chair, complaining. Oh, what a shame, what a crying shame, that I should have to live in a row house like this. Why, the neighbors aren't even friendly. I should live in a mansion on the hill, with servants to wait on me and do my every bidding. That's what I deserve. When the fairy heard that, she was quite surprised. But she said, Well, if that's what she wants, that's what she'll get. And to the old woman she sang,
when you go to bed tonight, turn three times and then recite, I wish I may, I wish I might, and morning will bring you an awesome sight.
The little old woman went to bed exceedingly early that night. She turned round three times and closed her eyes and made a wish. And when she woke up the next morning, she was in a mansion on the hill, with servants to wait on her and do her every bidding.
This is just what I've always wanted and deserved, said the old woman. How contented I will be here.
But once again, she forgot to thank the fairy. Well, the fairy flew hither and the fairy flew yon. She flew to and she flew fro. She flew everywhere a fairy ought to go. Then she remembered that old woman again. I wonder how that old woman is liking her mansion on the hill, she said. And she flew back to see. When she got there, there was the old woman sitting on her new brocaded sofa, complaining.
Oh, what a shame, what a crying shame, that I should have to live in a drafty old mansion like this. Why, I should be the queen, living in a castle higher on the hill, with ladies in waiting to keep me company, and musicians and jesters to amuse me. That's what I deserve.
Good heavens, thought the fairy, will she never be content? But if that's what she wants, that's what she'll get. And to the old woman she sang,
when you go to bed tonight, turn three times and then recite, I wish I may, I wish I might, and morning will bring you an awesome sight.
The old woman went to bed right after supper. She turned round three times, she closed her eyes and made a wish. And when she woke up the next morning, she was in a castle on the hill, with ladies in waiting and musicians and jesters. There was a throne, and on the seat of the throne was a crown. The little old woman climbed right up on that throne and put the crown on her head.
Ooh, I'm going to like being queen. This is just what I've always wanted. I will be quite contented now.
But she forgot completely to thank the fairy. Well, the fairy flew hither and the fairy flew yon. She flew to and she flew fro. She flew everywhere a fairy ought to go. And then she flew back to check on the old queen. When she got to the castle, there was the old woman sitting on her throne, complaining.
What a shame, what a crying shame, that I should be queen of such a tiny kingdom. Why, I should live in a palace even higher on the hill and be ruler of the entire world. Then I could tell everyone what to say and do and think. That's what I deserve.
Oh, well, said the fairy, if that's what she wants, that's what she'll not get. And to the old woman she sang,
when you go to bed tonight, turn three times and then recite, I wish I may, I wish I might, and morning will bring you an awesome sight.
The little old woman didn't even wait for her royal dinner to be served. She rushed off to the royal bedchamber and hopped into the royal bed. She turned round three times. She closed her eyes and made a wish. And when she woke up the next morning, she was right back in her vinegar bottle. And there she stayed.